People with loved ones in Zimbabwe are communicating with them this weekend any way they can. We'll put an ear to that next on Weekend America.
Weekend America is supported by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about their weekends at Gather.com.
This is the show about what's happening in America this weekend. I'm Bill Radke with Desiree Cooper. In Zimbabwe this weekend, Robert Mugabe is expected to be sworn in as president after an election that our own president has called illegitimate. This after widespread reports of violence against the political opposition.
And that's why when people hear Zimbabwe this weekend, they might be thinking of elections first. But for a lot of people, their first association is with the imbira. The imbira is a musical instrument. Here in the United States, we'd call it a thumb piano. It's a flat piece of wood with these metal keys on it that you can pluck with your thumbs and index fingers. The Shona people in Zimbabwe have been using the imbira not just to make people dance, but it's a way of communicating with ancestral spirits. The Shona make up the majority of people in Zimbabwe, and this music is central to their lives.
There are many people living in the U.S. who play imbira, and we tracked down a couple of them.
My name is Joel LaViolette, and I live in Austin, Texas. And I play the imbira, and I lead a Zimbabwean marimba band named Rattletree Marimba.
My name is Julia Chigamba. I'm from Zimbabwe, and I live in Auckland. My mother and my father both play imbira, and I as well.
So one line would sound like this. I bring in the other thumb. And then one index finger. And then the other index finger.
For me, I was raised with imbira, and my father makes instrument as well. My brothers and sisters, we all, you know, play imbiras and dance and sing. So what imbira means to me, it's like a way of praying for us. When I was growing up, you know, that's what my father was doing, playing imbira in different families for ceremonies. And what he was getting paid for was just like a chicken, which he'll bring me home. And that day we'll be so excited to have meat, because we always eat with vegetables. And then coming to America, I found out he's vegetarian. I didn't know that I was vegetarian as well. You know, my father would just say, you know, just go drink water and you play the music. And by hearing the music, you forget that you were hungry. And then we just dancing and singing, and the day is over.
The first time I heard it, I felt a wash of happiness and sadness. I remember crying, just sitting there at the Rio Grande River, watching the currents circling around and just crying. The thing that struck me most about imbira is the cyclical nature of it, and just how all the notes balance themselves out. They're sort of, whereas Western music is like tension and release, imbira music is sort of constant resolution within itself. So it's just this beautiful, balanced type of music.
Mm-hmm.
In Zimbabwe, the Mbira players, their main function is they travel to different areas to play for spiritual ceremonies. And the spirit ceremonies are called Bira ceremonies.
It's a way of communicating to the spirits, you know, to call the spirits, to ask for guidance.
That spirit may like a particular song, and so it's the job of the Mbira player to either know or figure out what songs that spirit wants. As an Mbira player, if you can go to a ceremony and play and quickly bring that spirit, then you're considered a great Mbira player. And then once the job's done, then it's just a party, and then people just dance to the music and have a good time.
I've been trying to call my family. It has been 3 months, almost 3 months. But finally, last week, I get to talk to him. But, you know, it was just so hard. And then seeing the news, seeing people's faces like that, you know, I wish I was there.
I actually got a text from a friend yesterday. I asked him on the text if, you know, I told him, oh, I've heard, you know, there's all this violence and all this. And his text, his response was one word, Jakaoma, which basically means things are bad or things are dry.
All I can do, you know, is play Mbira at night and in the morning when I woke up. It's just amazing, you know, how I can feel and like I'm talking to them, and like they're talking to me and I'm answering them, but without the voices, just through the music. And that's all, again, you know, I can communicate and feel close to my family and to everybody in Zimbabwe by the Mbira music. For me, the only way, you know, I can do is to play Mbira and hope for the best that things will change.
Julia Chigamba is a Zimbabwe native. Now she lives in Oakland, California. Joel LaViolette lives in Austin, Texas. His band is called Rattletree Marimba. And that's it for another hour of American Public Media's Weekend America. We're glad you spent it with us. This show is produced by Ben Adair, Julia Barton, Millie Jefferson, E. Okobi, Philip Stearns, Sam Keenan, Michael Rayfield, Brendan Noonan, Tim Bamba, and Angela Kim.
Also, Rob Byers, Susie Lechtenberg, Christina Pena, Chrissy Clark, Michael May, David Banks, Phyllis Owens, Mark Sanchez, John Moe, and Jim Gates. This is Jim's last weekend with us. Jim, you've been a great editor and colleague.
Thank you, Jim. Galactic is the band that created our theme music. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney. Jim Russell created the show. You can get a free podcast of us, you know, at weekendamerica.org. I'm Bill Radke.
And I'm Desiree Cooper. Live every day like it's Saturday. Enjoy.
This program is made possible with support from AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, and public radio stations including WMFE Orlando, KUOW Seattle, and KNOW St. Paul, and made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Weekend America is produced and distributed by
American Public Media.